This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
Hide and Seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy. 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 And enjoy the ride.
I went to the launch of Bad Behaviour 2010. Travis DeJong and Ross Brownson have done an amazing job with their 2010 calendar.
Those guys are just amazing. Their talent.
Extremely talented. And let me tell you, the artwork for 2010 is mind-blowing.
Wow.
You're listening to Hide and Seek. This is Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
And enjoy the ride.
This is Dean Beck at the launch of Bad Behaviour 2010. Joining me to talk us through the Bad Behaviour calendar, one of the very talented artists who was on Hide and Seek recently, Ross Brownson. Ross, can you please tell us what the inspiration was?
We've gone back to the more basics this time. So we're looking at bondage, we're looking a little bit more at voyeurism. There's a lot of leather element, there's even beat sex, a lot of jock straps, a lot of nudity, a bit more raunch as well. There's more asses in this than you can poke a stick at.
Tell us about January 2010 in the Bad Behaviour calendar.
Okay, this is dealing with a voyeurism theme. It's a take on a late 80s, early 90s porn cover. So it's very misty. It's got pink and, bright pink and blue lining happening. And the boy's looking back at himself.
It's the same guy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's
looking the through guy. The Venetians at himself.
Yes.
It's pretty hot. All right, well, we'll move on February 2010, and we've got a very sexy guy with a great bulge in front of a roller door.
A roller door with graffiti. He's some street punk.
We've called it bike bondage.
Yes, bike bondage. He's a young punk tied up to his bike.
He's pretty damn hot. And now the next image we have is quite ornate. It really is very involved in its depth and its texture. Tell us about this one.
Okay, this is a take on the Pinocchio story, where Pinocchio, the boy, ran off and met the street harlequins. And he was seduced by these street harlequins. So we've put a bit of a fetishy edge to it with him wearing his, lederhosen.
Rather brief lederhosen, I must say.
Exactly. And there's a bit of a bondage element there as well for him.
That's, again, very hot. Now, for you guys, this is really a simple, clean image. It is two guys, one covering the other guy's eyes, and a black background. It's very plain.
It is, but at the same time, it is the cover image for the calendar. So the theme behind it is of covering the eyes, the blindfold theme, which carried through all of the calendars.
It's also alluding to what's hidden beneath each month.
True.
For September, we've gone to the other extreme. We have gone to what looks like a gas mask, a guy in a leather jockstrap. He is basically bending a whip over his ass.
It's chrome gas mask.
Where did you find a chrome gas mask?
Can we mention?
Yeah, of course.
Lucretia Desard was very kind to let us borrow this image, this outfit.
And it really does feature as the centre of focus in this image.
True, it is. It's like a cyber gimp mask, you could say. It's very out there, yeah.
Ross Brownson joining us here on Hide and Seek, one of the creators and the artists behind the 2010 Bad Behaviour calendar.
Thank you.
And enjoy the ride.
I have managed to track down the one and only Alex Schoeffel, the director of Melbourne Leather Pride. Alex, tonight is the opening night, I guess, of Melbourne Leather Pride. How's it going so far?
couldn't have been opened more stylishly than by Ross and Travis. The art's fantastic. It's very shiny.
That's a particular printing process, I'm told.
And all these years I've worked in publishing and I've never seen anything so shiny.
Well, in that newsprint, you wouldn't. Now, Jared Hughes of Midsummer is here. Jared, you've had a chance to check out Travis and Ross's work here, the Bad Behaviour Calendar for 2010. What do you think?
That's good. Well, actually, I've been following Travis's and Ross's work for a while and have always been a fond admirer. But tonight, actually, they've impressed me again. The work tonight, it's sexy, it's masculine. I'm most fond of their self-portrait. If you don't know the boys, they're a strapping couple of lads to begin with.
I don't think that's part of the calendar, love.
It's not on the calendar?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to come to their exhibition here at Bad Bar in Chinatown just to see their self-portraits.
And enjoy the ride.
We're joined now by Travis DeJong, who's the mastermind behind, together with Ross, the Bad Behaviour Calendar for 2010. Travis, what have we got here with these three boys?
Okay, well, the first shot of the series that I'm going to talk about, I guess, is the... it's called Naked Trees, and it's basically meant to be like an outdoor beat sex type of thing. It's a hot summer's night, and three guys are about to engage in some fairly
hot...
And
what month does this one appear in?
It's April. It's April 2010. So, it's the interesting story with the shot is that even though it looks very outdoors, it was done in Ross's apartment.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. We just had that really crazy night of wind, and so there were all these dead tree branches around. We picked them up, and we set them up on these poles and created this kind of...
That is amazing, because I would have thought someone spent hours of Photoshop edging out each of those leaves. But clearly, you literally brought the forest into the apartment.
Yeah, exactly. And it just allowed us to sort of have a lot more kind of control, and the boys kind of relaxed a bit more and stuff as well, so... But we're definitely doing a bit more of that sort of stuff with later work.
Now, we spoke to Ross about the tremendous campaign you've done with the sleazeball posters. Our next image, which is October 2010, looks like it's one of those shots.
It is one of the shots, actually. In this calendar series, we basically included three images from Sleaze, which were probably three of our favourites, but also images that were the most popular. So this one's a soccer image, and it's just three guys in a scrum, and it's just one of those really hot... moments, and it's kind of fairly real, and so we really like it, and other people like it as well. It's been in the campaign. So
now if we move on to the next image, this is the first image I've seen of yours in a Bad Behaviour Calendar that incorporates females.
Initially, we've been working on two different kinds of calendars, so a girls and a boys and that sort of thing. This year we sort of thought about... We had this idea, and we didn't actually want to cut the girls out of it or use drag queens or anything like that, because I don't see why that, just because it's a gay calendar, it can't have girls in it. So I'm really glad we had these two really great models, and it's basically a set of playing cards, and we call it the Secret Life of Cards.
You've got a gambling table in the background and the deck of cards in the foreground with two queens, they're the girls, and a king and a jack, they're the boys. If we move on to November 2010, we've got Leather Carousel. Now, this is hot.
Yeah, this image was basically inspired by a Tom of Finland image. It's actually two leather men on a motorcycle was the image that inspired it. But I've replaced it here with a carousel horse and sort of stripped them completely naked. It's sort of a bit of an ode to Tom of Finland, but it's also a bit about November being, horse racing month here.
Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, that makes sense.
Events that happen around town also help inspire the images a bit.
And for March 2010? 11.
Yeah, yeah.
Why March 2011?
Oh, because this year's calendar is actually a 16-month calendar, so...
Ah, right. So you get more bang for your buck.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And also because we had a few extra images we really wanted to create, so we thought pack it all in,
Well, why not? And for March 2011, Rabbit Trick, explain this image to us, because that old line, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Well, you pretty much hit the nail on the head there.
Like, it's a new interpretation on that, isn't it?
It is. And every year that we've done the calendar, we always do a fisting reference. This is unashamedly, but very fun, a very fun take on a fisting image. It's basically two really gorgeous boys in Chippendale outfits, just the cuffs and collars. and there's a guy standing behind them, a magician, who has just pulled a rabbit out of, instead of a hat, it's an ass. So,
and the rabbit is sparkling and twinkling.
That's what good douching will do for you.
I think I recognise Jay in the background of that one. December 2010 is, I think, probably one of my favourites. It's an amazingly hot guy that has straddled a mounted stag on the wall, and I don't know how you describe it.
Yeah, well, it's basically a stag head, and like a hunting trophy, I suppose. And we've got this really gorgeous guy. In fact, never in the calendar's history have we ever had the same model, used the same model so much in the calendar. And
because this guy's appeared in quite a few images.
Yeah, well, six images, which is a record for anything. But I mean, Tristan is an amazingly gorgeous guy. In fact, I think he's in the States at the moment, dabbling in some porn at the moment. I think he might be making some as we speak.
Well, good luck to him. He certainly has the attributes. Okay, let's talk about February 2011. And this is a dancing-inspired image by the looks.
Well, sort of. I guess we sort of started out with this with kind of... it's an extension on masturbation, really, and it's about kind of loving yourself. And so there's a boy, he's got his leg extended. He's actually a dancer as well, so... and a gymnast, and he's basically licking his own leg, and it's kind of quite a sensual moment.
In fact, he's licking his own kneecap, and I tell you what, touching your toes is one thing, but licking your own kneecap with a fully extended straight leg, that's something else.
Well, flexibility always, you know, helps in the bedroom, doesn't it?
April 2011 is Morning Ride. Tell us about this one.
Again, this is a bit more of an ode to outdoor sex, I suppose. And basically, it's this boy, he's just going for a ride. It's an early morning sort of image. And we took it on a really, the image separately, actually, on a foggy night. But it just sort of worked better as a morning thing. And basically, he's just wearing nothing but a jockstrap and looking very seductively at the viewer.
There is a silhouette in the background that is clearly who he is trying to seduce at the beat.
Yes, kind of a shady character lurking around in the background. But I mean, it's interesting because Troy, who's in this shot, is, again, it's the most time we've used the same model in a calendar, and he's in the calendar four times.
And I wouldn't have guessed that because you've done a brilliant job of, I get not so much disguising them, but just reinterpreting these boys in many different images.
Well, taking on characters is really important, so we really try to encourage them to have fun with it and be somebody else, be someone who they wouldn't normally be.
Now, our final image in the Bad Behaviour 2010 calendar is titled Wrestle, and it is, again, one of the images that has been inspired by the campaign you've done with Sleazeball.
Yeah, this is a wrestling image, which now Sleaze did actually use one of the images that's quite similar to this. But initially we submitted this one to them and they said it was just too aggressive. And if you look at the guys, it's actually, you know...
Yeah, it is quite aggressive, yeah. I guess. And I can see why for them it didn't work.
Yeah.
But hey, for you guys, this is hot.
Oh, well, I mean, exactly. The dirtier and the nastier it is, the better it is. So it's certainly the direction that we're going in because we were looking for something real and that looks pretty real to me, so...
Travis DeJong, this is an amazing collection of images. Congratulations on an outstanding calendar for 2010. You have done an amazing job yet again, and you've outdone your previous years. Well done.
Thank you so much, Dean. I'm really glad you like it.
And enjoy the ride.
One man who is definitely everywhere, and he's here tonight. Luke Gallagher, welcome to Hide and Seek. Welcome to the launch of Bad Behaviour 2010.
It is wonderful to be here. What an extraordinary collection of images.
They've outdone themselves, I'd suggest.
They really have. I mean, the boys are notorious for, you know, finding always the hottest of subjects, let's face it. But really, the beauty of... It's very artistic. This particular collection has managed to bring together a range of styles, which I think is wonderful, because perhaps in the past they've focused on one particular bent. And what I love about this calendar is there's a whole... selection of stylistic references to a range of other artists over the decades and years.
We spoke to Ross earlier and he referred to it as being far more voyeuristic and a little less fetish orientated, and I think that sums it up.
It does, but it is stunning. I mean, I'm getting slightly turned on just standing. Well, it's probably because I'm with you, Dean.
I thought you were a bit moist. Oh, I'm shaking. What's all that about?
And enjoy the ride.
I'm joined here by Travis DeJong's mother, Anne. And what is it like having a son like Travis?
It's the best thing any mother could ask for. He's a gem of a kid. I'm not saying this because he's my son, but he is an absolutely gem.
Can you tell me what your view is or your thoughts are in regards to the 2010 bad behavior calendar?
Well, I've seen his previous calendars, and I think this one has really gone a long way since the first one.
Each year it seems to grow, and his collaboration with Ross seems to get stronger and stronger. They clearly have an amazing working relationship.
That's true. That's right. And they come out with these amazing ideas. I don't know where they pick them out from, but it's just that it's amazing because I see them work daily on a day-to-day basis. But still, the final outcome just blows me away.
Tell me, do they ever fight?
Of course. Of course they do. And it's just, and when I say fight, it's just that they're trying, one is trying to get the best while the other tries to get the best as well. But they also have to give and take in their ideas, and that's what's making it special.
It really has made it special. These images, some of them are quite challenging and confronting. How do you find it as a mother?
They are confronting, but it all depends on how every individual looks at it. Everyone has their own way of thinking or analyzing, so I'll just leave it up to the individuals. But I would say if you look at it as a piece of art, get your mind out of the gutter, it's just amazing.
And thank you so much for joining us on Hide and Seek.
Thank you.
This is Dean Beck at the launch of the Bad Behaviour Calendar for 2010. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Manhouse. Manhouse.com.au.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.